The problem is that we do not listen. We have cut off the receiving end of it. And many of us don't try to talk back, or we do talk back, but because we are not receiving, we don't understand that we are receiving an answer. We don't understand that sometimes the answer comes in different ways, and it can come in a multitude of ways. It can come as a billboard that strikes you, a message, a word on it. It can come as a headline in the paper. It can come as a page on your internet that you accidentally stumble on. It can come as a casual remark that a friend makes, or even a stranger acquaintance, someone you run into and you never see again. All of those are different ways, and there are an infinite number more, that God, the universe, because the universe cooperates, everything living in the universe is attempting to help and support every other thing. That is, those are some of the infinite ways in which those communications can come to you. Now, about your chakras, it is very good to notice what is going on in your life and where. And it is useful to, that is what many call the examined life. You look at what is going on in your life. You don't just let it happen to you. You let it happen to you, but you also look at it. You think about it. You are aware that certain energies are going on around you, and you allow yourself to feel what it feels like in your body, and then you make changes if changes are needed. If it feels good, that's great. But if there is a discomfort, and you can feel it as a physical discomfort, but it might also just feel an energetic one, or an emotional one, or even a mental one. If there's a level of discomfort, that is a clue to you to look at it and say, perhaps you do not want that experience, or perhaps you need to do something to alter the situation, the circumstances, so that the experience itself is altered, so that it is a more comfortable one. If we use the example earlier of a workplace where one is allowing oneself to be taken advantage of, one thing that could make you feel more comfortable is to politely but firmly speak your truth to that person who is taking advantage of you, and basically just say no. Now, fear can enter there because you say, well, I'll get fired. But is it worth living a life of misery where most of your time, your waking time, your working time is spent in a situation where you are not happy? That energy, that level of unhappiness is in your body. It's a physical energy. It's a spiritual energy. It's an emotional energy, a mental energy. It vibrates in you. It is not good for your health. It also is something that affects those who are around you. 1 moment.